one of my favorites, is with me again this morning. She is the manager, public and government affairs, Triple A Allied Group. Her name, Amy Parmenter. Amy, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Brad.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good. If it's true that the gas is dropping under $3 a gallon for the first time in months.
That's correct. Gas prices have dropped below $3 a gallon. The average price of gas across Connecticut for the first time, probably since about the middle of May, I think it was May 11th or so, the gas prices jumped up above $3 a gallon. And, you know, it's been a real interesting year in terms of gas prices. I don't mean that in a good way. We've seen gas prices higher than they've been since 2014. And this year, one of the oddities is that typically after Labor Day, we see gas prices drop off. We switch over, the refineries switch over to a cheaper winter blend of gasoline, and of course demand drops off from the summertime highs. But this year we have not seen that. Gas prices have remained high because of high price of crude oil. That's mostly the reason. And they've remained high. So we've just started to see the drop off happen within the last week or so. And unfortunately, AAA does not expect that drop-off to continue. With the upcoming midterm elections and the uncertainty around Iran sanctions, we expect that the drop-off will continue for maybe another week or so, and then we're going to see it start to go up a little bit again.
Why would the elections have anything to do with it?
Well, the uncertainty around the elections, that has an impact, geopolitical impact. And so, you know, it may affect demand as well. There are a combination of factors that go into it that make people change their confidence, consumer confidence, and all of those factors come into play.
Well, I tell you, Amy, you guys, you know something what I appreciate, and I say this to you personally, that every time, and this has been wonderful, I'm concerned about those folks who listen to me, that we can help them, and every time I have you on, and this is the reason I like you to call me whenever you feel there is an opportunity that, you know, you just call me yourself to get this on, because I've heard from my listeners. And they really do. They say, Brad, you know, gosh, it's only a couple of cents, but so what? It's something.
Yeah, gas prices have really been, you know, hurting some people this year, without a doubt. I mean, to remain up above $3 for as long as they have been has been definitely difficult for a number of people. The good news is that the economy is good and consumer confidence is pretty strong. So we didn't really see it affect the numbers in terms of travel, certainly not over the summer, Memorial Day, Labor Day, and we're taking a look at our Thanksgiving travel numbers, which are not out yet, but it will be interesting to see how gas prices potentially affect those numbers as well.
Well, again, it's a big help, Amy, and let's just keep our fingers crossed. But, you know, isn't it ironic? Every time things go down for people when they go shopping and this, it just travels right on down to everything.
That's right. It depends exactly what you mean by that, but there certainly is, you know, a broad impact when...
I guess that's what I want to say, the broad impact. That's what I mean, yeah.
You know what, Brad, if you don't mind, I'm going to hijack our interview just a little bit because I know you're always open to me giving a little extra information out there.
Go ahead.
And so while we're talking, I just want to remind your listeners that Halloween is Wednesday night, and we're concerned because you've got all these little ghouls and goblins running around distracted by the potential for candy, and this year it intersects with commuters also anxious to get home right as the sun is going down. So we just want to remind drivers to be on the lookout for the little ghouls and goblins. According to the Centers for Disease Control, children are four times as likely to get struck by a car on Halloween.
Really?
It's really an important message to get out there, especially this year when it falls right in the middle of the week like that. And parents, make sure that your kids can see out of their masks or paint their faces instead. Put reflective stuff on their costumes. Make sure they can see and be seen.
What is the percentage? What is the percentage again, Amy?
Children are four times as likely to be hit by a vehicle on Halloween as any other day of the year. In fact, last year in Connecticut, I was looking at some of the UConn crash data. There were 10 pedestrians struck, fortunately none of them fatally, and we don't know that those crashes were related to Halloween, but three of them included children. So it's just it's kind of a dangerous time of year anyway, because the days are shorter and the darkness sets in before the commuters head home. So it's really critical that everyone limit distractions and look out for each other.
Amy, always great. Amy Armiter, Manager, Public and Government Affairs, AAA Allied Group. And Amy, remember now, anytime you get any information, please call me.
Great. Thanks so much, Brad. Really appreciate it.
You bet.